Okay, we're in the second part of the Leila Seder. We're actually, we're up to Shulchan Arech. So Shulchan Arech, the Kitzur tells us that you're supposed to eat ideally Beheseba. There's a minig to eat eggs during Shulchan Arech. That's one of the, my family minig is to forget to eat the eggs. That's, in any case, what's it called? You should make sure that Shulchan Arech, you don't stuff yourself so much that you don't have room for the Afikoman, because the Afikoman is chashev. And also not to have any roasted food. So you shouldn't have roasted chicken or anything like that, because the only thing you're supposed to have roasted is the Korban Pesach. Beres Hashem will be able to eat it this year for real. Okay, you should not have even slikadar, which means, you know, a pot roast. That's you can't do that either. And the minig is also, some have a minig, not to do tibul. It's interesting. You should not to dip anything except for the tibul of mar and charesis and the mei melach or whatever. Which is, it's interesting, because a lot of people love to just, you know, whatever, use all charesis during the... During Shulchan Aruch, but some are neig not to do that. Okay, that brings us up to Tzafon. Tzafon is the Afikoman. It's a zecher to the Korban Pesach, and the minig is to have two kezesim if you can, one for the Korban Pesach, and one is for zecher to the matzah that was eaten with the Korban Pesach. Korban Pesach had to be eaten with matzah. If you can't have two, you don't have enough room, so at least to have one more kezias for both of them. And after the Afikoman, you're not supposed to eat anything else. That's the last thing that you eat. After you finish the Afikoman, so then we pour the third cup, which is for Birchas HaMazon. The cup, you may have to make sure that it's clean beforehand, which a lot of times it wouldn't be. It's an inyan to try to make sure that you have a zimun, although you don't have to go from house to house to get everybody together or whatever, but if you can, to rent, to have a zimun. And the Baal Bayis should lead the zimun, because of the Pasuk Tovayin Yevairach, since he was the one who said, Kol Dichvin Yesei V'Yechol, so he's considered to be a generous person, and therefore he should lead the benching. Okay. Then we have the benching, and then you drink, and then after that, so you pour the fourth kais, after which you open up the door, because it's a leil shimurim, and with the schus of having emuna in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mashiach will come. That's why we say the shvech hamascha at that point, and after that you have halal. Okay, halal should be said, you know, keseder, and if you have more than, if you have three or more people, so then the Baal Bayis is supposed to lead the halal like you would in a shul, you know, saying haidu and everybody answering after him. That's the way that it's supposed to be done. After you finish halal, so then you should drink the fourth cup. We said that the fourth cup you should drink a revius, because after that you make a bracha achreina, and then after that you have nirtza. After drinking the fourth cup, so you're not supposed to drink anything else except you could have water, but no more wine after that. And after you finish nirtza, so then the minig is to say shir hashirim, and Achi chatfenu shena, until a person falls asleep. It's interesting. The halachas, you know, proper halachas, you don't have the idea of staying up all night on Shavuos, but in Shulchan Aruch there is this halacha of kedeshi achenu achi chatfenu shena, that you should not go to sleep on Leil HaSeder, just say shir hashirim until you fall asleep. Also, we don't say the Seder of Kriya Shema Amita. Most people are neig just to say Kriya Shema and Hamapil, and that's it. Okay, the Seder. There's a very big inyan to drink wine for the Leil HaSeder. Ad kedei kach, the Gemara says that Rabbi Yehuda bar Eloi, even though apparently he got migraines or something like that, and from drinking Leil HaSeder, he would have to bandage his head, you know, like strap his head with some kind of bandage or leather from Pesach till Shavuos, and he would still drink wine. I don't know what quite to make out of that, but it is, you know, apparently you do see that it is a big Indian to drink wine. Rav Moshe does matter grape juice in a case where a person is going to get sick from it or become bedridden. So you can't take that Gemara 100% literally with regards to yourself. You can dilute the wine, you can have raisin wine, the Seder. Also, the Afikoman is... what's it called? If a person lost the Afikoman, so he should ideally But the kids hit it too well, right? It happens sometimes. So you should ideally get the matzah mitzvah. And if you don't have matzah mitzvah, then any other matzah is good also. All right. Then you have another interesting one. Let's say you forgot to eat the avikayman. I think it was one of the that almost happened or whatever. You forgot to eat the afikayman. So what's the story? What do you do? So if it's before benching, even if a person has says shira malis and wash my machreinim, even if somebody has said the rabbi sign of varech, but you didn't start yet, so at that point, so you should what's it called? You should go and wash until yadayim without a bracha. You don't have to make a hamaitzi because it's all coupled in one suda, even though you were mesiach das from eating, but the fact that it was against halacha makes it all into one suda. And then you eat your kezias or whatever you're going to eat from the afikayman and start all over. And then you bench at that point and you have your kais. All right, you drink the kais. Let's say that you already benched. But you didn't say what's it called? But you didn't say Bar Priya Geffen to drink the kais. So in that situation, so also you go back, you have to wash, and you have to you have to make a hamaitzi because you're already benched, and then after that you'll bench again and you'll drink the kais which you haven't drunk with Bar Priya Geffen, and you're good to go. It becomes even more complicated if the person forgot and benched and already said Bar Priya Geffen or drank his kais, right? Even if he didn't drink the kais, he has to drink it now because he said Bar Priya Geffen. So now you've drunk your third kais. So now you're stuck. Because if you go back and you say, and you eat the afikayman, you're going to have to bench again. If you're a type of person who your minig is, you always are mevarech al kais. So then it's better for you not to eat the afikayman now and just be yetzeh with whatever, maisi matzah, whatever you had before, and forget about eating the afikayman. If you sometimes bench without the kais, so then you should go back, have afikayman, and then bench and just not have another kais. Why? Because you can't be maisif ala kaisis. You're going to have another kais before nirtza, so you can't have another one over here. So that's an interesting technicality. Throws in the end of the siman. All right, Be'ezus Hashem. So after Purim, so we'll begin with the halachas of what's it called? The halachas of Chol Mayed and other things that are pertaining to Pesach, but not so much on Pesach specifically.